will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. I'm Rob Artigo, guest host for this edition of Tough Things First. Hi, Ray.
Hello, Rob. Good to have you with us again today.
I appreciate it. Being young and driven, and I know that this is something, we see this in the faces of young people all the time. I mean, you could have a teenager who builds something and says, oh, I'm going to make a business out of this, and that's great. You know, being young and driven is great, but it's not necessarily a recipe for success if that's all you've got, because age shouldn't be a factor. And let's face it, if you're driven, it really does matter what the goal of that drive really is. Is it money? Is it world domination? You know, is it to build a lasting and successful business? So, Ray, you've compiled a list, a very useful list, in my opinion, of the true traits and qualities entrepreneurs need to succeed. So for the listener, this is a great time to grab a pen, get ready to jot this list down, because it could be important, and I think will be important going forward in your career, whatever level of business you're involved in. So it's kind of a long list, but we'll do our best to get through it. Ray, let's start with number one, passion.
If you have the passion, you'll be successful, providing you have the other criteria that goes along with it. You know, we don't want to be passionately dishonest, so we want to be, you know, passionate in a good way.
Right. And passion is not necessarily something that we think of spontaneity, like doing, oh, I want to do this. Oh, I'm just so excited about it. Passion is something that doesn't run out. It's something that lasts the test of time when it comes to developing the business. You've got true passion means it's kind of like being a professional athlete, right? You start out, lots of people start out going, I want to do this. I want to make the Olympics, or I want to make Major League Baseball or football or something. And they get in there and they play, but they're the ones that get tired eventually. And the passion sort of fizzles out. The ones who make it are what? They're the ones who have the passion that lasts the test of time. That's the passion you're talking about.
Exactly.
All right. Number two, courage.
And not being risk averse. In other words, if you have the courage to see things through, means that you don't have that fear. You're not deer in the headlights. You know, you can see the future. You have that heart, that drive, that will have that sustainability to see things through, because you're going to run into problems. I mean, as long as you are alive here on this earth, you're going to have ups and downs. And trust me, in the 37 years that I ran my Crowell, we had our share of ups and downs, many business cycles. We had to overcome the challenges of those cycles, you know, the recessions and the problems that come along with just difficulties. And so, you know, courage is the ability to see these through.
I had read about the name escapes me, and it's not necessarily that important right now, but a long time ago, I would say within the last 200 years, early on, in new scientific discoveries, there was a scientist have lifelong work and had made some interesting, very interesting, important discoveries, but it went through a lull of depression and problems for a while. And you thought, okay, well, his best days are behind him, but it turned out what he did best came after he was age 50. His most important discoveries came after he was age of 50. And I like those stories. I find those encouraging, because I believe that it's when you are successful and then hit a dark spot and you skid and you sink down low, that courage really manifests itself.
Absolutely. You know, that you don't know if you're courageous until you're faced, as they say, under fire. So that's the test of time, is when you've had the difficulties and you've come out the other side in a still a upstanding, a positive way.
Also on your list, Ray, after courage, we have honesty, and I think honesty is infused in everything on this list.
Yes, because that's if you're not honest with yourself, you're not going to be honest with others. So, you know, don't kid yourself. Be totally transparent in your views and be open about your goals. Honesty is the ability to be truthful at all times.
Yeah, there's a difference, though, between being honest and being truthful in all times and then saying things that are not necessarily important to be said at the time that just ultimately end up being hurtful, right? I mean, you have to be tactful with your honesty.
Yeah. Brutally honest, they call it when you're not being tactful. So, you know, we're not talking about that kind of honesty. We're just talking about the kind of honesty that comes from the heart, you know, that you're not being brutally honest, you're being honest.
Going hand in hand with that is the next thing on your list, integrity.
Integrity is doing what's right when no one is watching. And that's so important because there are going to be times when you have things happen and you can hide them. There's something you don't want to have to be brought to the forefront. And so the story I tell is about the time that I was coming home from work late, and it was in the wintertime, and I wasn't paying attention, and I ran a stop sign and almost hit somebody. So I called the police department and said, I'd just like to report myself that I almost hit someone and I ran a stop sign. And so here's my driver's license number, and if you'll just send me the ticket, I'll go ahead and pay it. And the policeman on the other end of the phone said, is this a joke? Are you kidding me? People will call up and confess committing a crime. And I said, well, I just want to let you know that I did this. And he hung up on me. So at least I made the attempt to make good on what I did. And so that's what I call being honest when no one's watching.
Right. That's the central element to true integrity is what you do when you are faced with a situation where really it is only you who knows what it was that you did wrong.
Exactly. So that's when you're honest with yourself. So when you're honest with yourself, you have integrity.
Respect for others also on this list. Jot that down. Respect for others. I think this is important because it goes to, and I kind of mentioned it a little bit when we were talking about honesty and when you're being honest and truthful with somebody, you have to be tactful about that so that you're not saying things just because you're telling somebody something that you know is going to actually make them belittle them and make them feel bad. But respect for others is understanding that is another human being that you're referring to. You know, it's on your list for a good reason.
Yeah, respectful is also regarding people's time. In other words, don't waste people's time. And so that's being respectful of their time. Also, in not using harsh or condescending language, vulgarity, that's another way of being respectful. So showing dignity and respect for others is a hallmark of a person with real character.
How about humility? That's on your list next, and this seems to be one of those things that, if you look at what we have on the list so far, and I'm going to do review real quick: passion, courage, honesty, integrity, and respect for others. And you could say that there really is, you can't be any one of those other things in a vacuum by themselves. You can't be passionate without all the, I think, courage and honesty. They run together. And it's important to also be humble in the process, isn't it?
Absolutely, because humility is not being the one who's grabbing the limelight or the one who always has to take credit. Puffing your chest out. Letting others take credit, letting others have the limelight. You don't have to be the one that always gets the credit. Let others share in the joy of success. That's true humility. Humility is, I think, is one of the more important ones I have on the list because it means that you're not in it for yourself. You're in it for others.
And I think you can tell whether or not you are truly humble in those situations. Like you said, letting someone else get credit is when you feel a sense of satisfaction that you as a mentor or as a manager of a company, a success, ended up being successful because your employees were successful, and you can look at what they did and be proud of their success. Even if it's not being pointed, even if the finger of success isn't being pointed at you personally, you have that sense of pride and joy in that person's success, and you're not jealous. You're not, feeling exactly. Like, hey, it's the camera's not on me, and it should be. No, you're actually enjoying the fact that they are successful.
Absolutely. Humility is so important.
What about strong work ethic? That's next on the list.
Yes. You know, one of the cultures we had at Mike Krell is doing whatever it takes, no excuses. Having a good work ethic means that you're when you're there, you're putting forth your best effort. You're not off doing other things which are not pertinent to that particular task. You've seen them yourself. You know, people who just fill the time. They're not there to contribute. They're just there to fill a void. Having a strong work ethic. You know, you're busy. You're constantly driving to improve. You come up with great ideas for the company. You're there for the success of the company, and you're not just in it for yourself.
Penultimate on this list is one that could get people into trouble if they take it literally under every circumstance, because it can be used for evil, so to speak. It's that magic that can be used for evil. That the words are willing to do whatever it takes, and I think it can be good. And it can be bad. What we're talking about here is doing whatever it takes in a good way.
Yes, to get the job done on time with the right quality is what's meant by that. So, you know, doing whatever it takes doesn't mean winning at all expense. It just means that you're not going to put the problem on the company or your team, that you're going to be responsible for your task. And make sure that your end of the bargain was upheld.
And of course, ability to do the tough things first.
Absolutely, that's the key. So when you learn to do tough things first, that means that you're going to do things that you would ordinarily procrastinate because you don't want to do them, and so you push them off into some other time in the future. So doing the tough things first means first thing every morning when you get up, think of those things you don't want to do and get those done now.
And of course, Tough Things First is the name of your book. And it's important to note right here that if you want to learn more about these traits and other aspects of entrepreneurship, the book Tough Things First is a great way to go. Let me run through the list real quick, Ray. Passion, courage, honesty, integrity, respect for others, humility, strong work ethic, willing to do whatever it takes, ability to do the tough things first. So those are the traits and qualities an entrepreneur must have to be successful. And we appreciate it, Ray. You know, you can never stop learning about your business, about what you're doing as a manager, as an entrepreneur. And that's why Tough Things First is considered by many to be, you know, the Raisin Masterclass, and certainly ongoing education is what we're doing here. And it's at your fingertips, online, in your car, and of course, the book, Tough Things First. So recommend the podcast and toughthingsfirst.com to a friend and get more information, Facebook, LinkedIn, and other resources. Right, Ray?
Yep. You can find us on Twitter and also on our website, Tough Things First. So thanks again, Rob, for being with me today. And all of you out there listening, don't hesitate to ask us questions. We're here to help. So let us know what you think and what we can do.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Rob.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.